So find a comfortable position that can be seated on a cushion on the floor, that can be seated in a chair, that can be lying in the supine position of Shavasana, that can be standing as well if you're feeling really dull. This will be a 24-minute session, a true Gatha. Begin with just checking your motivation for a moment. And the greater your motivation, the greater the impact and the greater result possible. Could this particular session right here lead you to be an example for how others can achieve shamatha, eliminate suffering, and achieve all the highest potential of this human life? Begin by settling the body in its natural state. This is the state of relaxed ease, stillness, and vigilant attention. If you feel a tension or even pain in your body, let your breath be drawn to it as if it were breathing, and release that tension on the exhalation into space. Your posture is really a key to the vigilance of observing what comes later. So if you're feeling dull, just check your posture to see if you're slumping and sit erect with a straight spine. And to settle the breath in its natural state, surrender all control of the breath and let the body breathe itself. As we investigated last session, this may lead to a short, shallow rhythm. But don't try to force that. Just let it arise as you relax more and more deeply with each exhalation. And as you relax more and more deeply, try to maintain the clarity that you begin your meditation with. Don't give in to the association of deep relaxation with drowsiness. Let your eyes be gently open. Just resting your gaze vacantly in space. And you can use this gaze as an antidote to distraction by lowering your gaze, and an antidote to laxity by raising your gaze. And then settle the mind in its natural state. This is the mind of the present moment, without wandering off to thoughts of the future or the past. Clear and spacious, luminous and knowing. And now direct your attention single-pointedly to the space of the mind. This is the space in which thoughts, mental images, and other mental events arise, are present for some time, and then self-release. You'll know your awareness is resting in this space of the mind, if as soon as the thought arises, you notice it, you recognize it immediately. Because you're looking right where this mental appearance arises, the space of the mind. Observe whatever arises in this space of the mind. Thoughts, images, emotions, memories, whatever it is, observe them as if you were a herder on a hill watching your herd of yak grazing contentedly, without grasping to them, without wishing that they be different. Whatever arises, simply let it be. Recognize the difference between the stillness of your awareness and the movement of appearances that arise there in that space of the mind. Try to be present for the entire life cycle of a mental appearance. In the first instant that it arises, for as long as it is present. And then as it self-releases, is there a gap between the dissolving of one appearance and the arising of the next? What is this gap? If you are resting in stillness, there will be no preference at the movement come or that it go, at a particular appearance of pleasure, stay, or that something uncomfortable go and never come back. Can you have this radical impartiality for the subjective appearances also? the appearances that seem to be me. Do they have any concrete existence other than being a mental appearance? Whatever subjective appearance arises, can you simply witness it without clinging to it or feeling aversion for it? If your still awareness is set in motion by grasping to one of these appearances and going wandering with it, as soon as you discover that, release your grasp on the distracting object. Rejoice, ah, I am lucid again. Return to that stillness. And relax ever more deeply on the next exhalation.